Well, I haven't told you Johnny's secret for catching the really big fish. As in every other area of his life, Johnny set out to win. When it came to sport fishing off the Florida coast, he and his friends had cracked the code. While we sped out to the fishing grounds that morning, he told me all about it. They had picked a promising shoal offshore, and over time turned it into something of a junkyard. That's right. Each trip out, they'd hoist aboard chunks of wrecked cars, old appliances, any kind of industrial structure. Then, using satellite-guided navigation gear, they'd return to the same coordinates and drop their cargo overboard. In time, they had created their own reef, a perfect home for a rich variety of sea creatures and the big sport fish that preyed on them. And it worked. Johnny didn't have to wander blindly around the ocean hoping fish would find his boat. He went straight to the designated trophy spot where he knew he'd find what he was seeking. Friend, let me take you to my favorite trophy spot for growing Christians, Matthew 6:33. So many seekers, spiritual fishermen, wander through the Bible waters, pointing to a good principle here, a strong character value there. Somehow they expect to be transformed, but they never find the secret of serving God and the spiritual breakthrough that it promises. It lies there just under the surface for every seeking heart. Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Let me break down the verse word by word and phrase by phrase so we can examine it more carefully for clues to serving God. The word seek defines my starting point. Seek is an action verb. It's something you do. The word means to go and search for, to try to discover, to try to acquire or gain. When Johnny goes out deep-sea fishing, he's clearly looking for something. All his focus is on seeking a big fish, and he knows where to look. In the same way, we seek God where he can be found, in the Bible, in the words of others, in prayer. In fact, he promises us that if we will seek him, we will find him. The word first defines the priority that I must give to this action. Something that is first in priority has the highest rank and the supreme position. When we prioritize, we purposely give preferential treatment to what matters most. When our priorities get out of whack, we end up serving something or someone other than God, and we slide into second chair living. His kingdom defines for me what I am to seek or to achieve. And there's not much wiggle room here. Think of the kingdom as the king's agenda. Have you ever worked on a group project that seemed to be getting off track? The problem can often be traced back to a person or people who insist that they have the group's goals in mind, but whose actions and emphasis make it clear that they're actually pursuing their own private agenda.